Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, Se'if Yud Gimel, through Se'if Yud Ches. Se'if Yud Gimel. Maschil HaKahanim Lomer Yivarechecha. The Kahanim begin Yivarechecha. The Amos says, V'yesh Oymen, some say, Shagam Milas Yivarechecha Yikr Oso Shliach Tzibah Techila. That even the word Yivarechecha should be read by the Shliach Tzibah first. That is the minig in our land, but from the Chabad's language, you see that they said Yivarecha without a prompt. Shulchan Aruch continues, V'achach makar osam Shliach Tzibah mila mila. After Yivarecha, the Shliach Tzibah will read word for word, prompting the Kahanim. V'hein oinim achrov al kol mila, and they would respond, the Kahanim would respond to each word, word by word, ad sheyisaymu pasuk rishon, until they finish the first pasuk. Was oinim hatzibur amen. Then the tzibur responds amen. V'chinach pasuk sheni, v'chinach pasuk shlishi. And this repeats itself after the second and third psukim. Mr. Bruce of Kard Mem Zayin, maschilu kahan, the kahan begin, v'chulu, ubekoin echod shen koirin loy. When you have only one koin, and there we don't call out kohanim, kuli amamoidim demakrin le yivarecha. Everyone would agree that you should prompt him yivarecha. Sifkad memches, lami yivarechacha, the kohanim begin yivarechacha, svirle, the madakaimon shetzarach lahakos osam mila b'mila, the Shulchan Aruch holds. That which we paskin, that the Sheikh Tzibur has to read for them word for word first, hu levad mitev rishana, that it's excluding the first word. The debelek lamiti, there's no concern of an error occurring with the very first word.
What type of error? Just the right word?
To say the correct thing. Sifkat memtes, v'achkach makar osan, and then he would, the Sheikh Tzib would read each word for the Kohanim. Medechsev, and this is derived from the Pasuk, Amr lehem, that you should say to them, v'darshinon malame chachazin oim lehem imrits, as if the chazin is telling them, say this. This is the bottom line, a mitzvah lechatchila, it's the proper thing to do, but it does not detract from the mitzvah. Uriah is then, the proof is, what we will learn later in Sifchav Hei. Basic Knesset, Shekul Kahanim, when you have a shul of only Kahanim, Ayin Sham, look over there. Because of Oid, it's written further, the Sheikh Tzibur tzarech lahak v'smuch ha-sidr, lo bal peh. The Sheikh Tzibur should be looking in the sidr as he reads the words of Birchus Kahanim, and he should not be doing this by heart. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and for that matter Mishnah Berurah, makes no mention of responding Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. Just says you answer Amen. And there's actually a discussion among various poskim whether it's appropriate or not to say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. The Chido and the Prima Gadim quotes the Birka Yosef says you do say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. And the Ben Ishchai writes this Kafachayim. But the Eshlavam for Butchash says, no, you do not say Baruch Hu V'Shemo. Rav Moshe writes it in a tshuva. And this is actually brought later on in a note on the side, but it's not brought over here. So there's a din. Some people will say Baruch Hu V'Shemo. Some people will not, depending on your minig. Se'if Yudalad. A Mevarchin El B'Lashon HaKodesh. The Kahanim say the Baruch exclusively in Lashon HaKodesh. Uba Amida, they say it's standing up. Uba Nesias Kepayim, with their hands lifted. Uba Kolom, and they have to say it loudly. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun. In Mevorachim V'chulu, Birchus Kahanim is only said in Lashon HaKodesh. V'kol Zehu Min HaTorah. This is from the Torah. The Alfin and Kol Zeh Mikroi. It's all derived from Psukim. B'Lashon HaKodesh, how do we know it has to be Lashon HaKodesh? Dichsiv, because it says, Koy Sevaruchu, so you should bless. B'Lashon HaZeh, with this language, with these words. Uba Amida, it has to be done standing. Say, like it says in Pasuk, L'shar so u'levarech b'shmo, to serve him and give the bracha in his name. Ma sherus ba'amida, serving has to be done standing. Say, like it says, la'amod l'shareis, to stand to serve. Hachinayim bracha, so to the bracha has to be done standing. U'nesias kapayim, with the hands lifted up. Say, like it says, v'yisa Aaron es yadov el ha'am b'varchem, that Aaron lifted up his hands and he blessed the people. Uba kol rom, with a loud voice, tichsiv, like it says, amor lahem. Ka adam ha'omer l'chaveru, say unto them, like one who speaks to a friend. O yafinim b'gemar, the Gemara further teaches, tzarech lios panim k'neged panim, they should be facing, the Kahanim should be facing the people. V'kasu rov ha'poskim k'mat kulam, most poskim, almost all of them write, Tahani kulhu li'ikuvahu. All these things are ma'akiv. These are prerequisites. V'afilu b'di'avid lo yatsi b'ofen acher. And b'di'avid you won't be yotzi if it's done differently. And a kohen who cannot give the bracha properly with these requirements should step out prior to ritzeh. Sif katanun alf uba amida, it's done standing. Hanishe kohana b'amida, the kohana should be standing. Avat sibur, rashor meshev, the sibur can actually be seated. Vakshu pan connected pan, but they should be facing the kohanim. The haminig shakol omne. However, there is a minig that everyone stands. And so is implied from the Me'iri in the Mesechah Soita and Mesechah Megillah. V'chein mashma be'eshkol hichas b'chus gahanim. Also the Sefer Eshkol hichas b'chus gahanim. The Kasher Shakol tzrichon la'amod lifneihem be'eimo b'chavod rosh. He writes that everyone should be standing in front of the kahanim with a sense of dread and severity. V'koyin shu cholos reina yochol la'amod ela desimicha. A koyin who's weak and he cannot stand, he has to lean on something. Lo yisakapov, he shouldn't duchen. To hook yeshiva, because if he is leaning on something to support his weight, that's the equivalent of sitting, and since it has been standing, he's not fit, so then he shouldn't be duchening. If someone is ill or weak and can't stand in the tzibur, they are allowed to sit. The language of the Mishnah Berurah is v'haminig shehakol oim. The minig is everyone stands up. But lamaisa, if the tzibur, someone in the tzibur cannot stand, they would be present for Birchas Kohanim even if they are seated. As far as the Kohen, he has to be able to stand, and if he can't stand, then he shouldn't go up for Duchening. And the notes on the side right, let's say he could stand for the actual words of the Bracha, but he needs to lean on something between the Brachas, between the words of the Bracha. So it brings from a Yashuv that he can Duchen, and he'll lean on something between. But as he says, the actual words of the bracha, he has to be freestanding. Sivkot nubez, when a siyas kapayim, another requirement is that their hands are lifted up. Umish yodav from rastasin, if a kohen's hands are shaky, v'niyochel agbir yodav, and he can't lift his hands. Ein lo sekab, if he doesn't duchen. V'afil b'dievid ma'akav, and it is ma'akav, yim b'dievid. Because note on the side, a kohen who is missing a hand. So if he's missing both hands, he can't duchen. If he's missing one hand, he can duchen. He'll duchen with his hand that he has, his healthy hand. They bring a note, as Zalman said, it has to be a kohen people are familiar with, because otherwise they'll be staring. But as far as the requirement of noisa kapov, if he only has one hand, so he can duchen with his one hand. The Mishnah Berurah continues, v'afilim yasa smuchin shir kishurin b'koyva shebarosha. What about making a contraption where you tie to this kohen's hat some strings hanging down, and I'll put his hands through that sling, lift up his hands. He can't hold his hands up. So you make a contraption attached to his head that will hold up his hands. Lomahani doesn't help. Again, you're supporting his hands. We need that they can lift their own hands. So let's say he can lift his hands, but not for a long time. He should lift his hands when he says the words Yivarechecha, and then he could put them down or rest them when they're singing between the words. And then he lifts them back up again for the next word. So the same we just said a minute ago, if he can't stand without leaning on something, if he could stand without leaning for the actual bracha, but not for all the extras, that he could lean in between. So too, he could rest his hands in between. Sivkot nun gimel, uba kol rom. The last requirement of the Shulchan Aruch here is that the duchening is said by the kahanim in a loud voice. Hainu bakol beni. Actually, it means the average voice. La puki balachash, as opposed to quietly. When we come welcome the from tzorch bakol marash. Sometimes you do need a loud voice. When you have a large tzibur, you want the tzibur to hear. Could they be in a sifri like we're in the sifri? But the notes on the side point out that essentially, as long as nine people hear him, that's loud enough. If you have someone with a sore throat and he can't speak in an average voice, it's very quiet, his voice. L'chara pashut she'ni yochel yisar kapov. If it's pashut, he can't duchen. V'tav she'yitzik koidem, ritzei, he should go out before ritzei. Again, if he's loud enough, the nine people hear him, that would be good enough. But if he can't get even that loud, he shouldn't be there for duchen. Se'if tezvov. V'achakach masach she'yasibir sim shalom. At the conclusion of duchenin, the Sheikh Sibir begins Sim Shalom. Then the Kahanim turn back to the Aron. For Oymen they say, Ribon Ha'olamim, Master of the World, Asinu Mashagazar Tolena, we did what you decreed upon us. Asayato Maheshif Techtanu. Now you should do what you promised or assured us. Hashkif Mokotchecha Min Hashemayim. Look down upon us from your dwelling above, your holy dwelling above in Shemayim. Uberechas Amchas Yisrael. And give a blessing to your nation Yisrael. Vayarichu betfilas Yudharma adds, they should extend this tefillah at Shiyasayim Sheikh Siba Sim Shalom, until the Sheikh Siba concludes Sim Shalom. Veshiyanu at Siba Amen, Ashnehem, so that Siba responds Amen to both. Vim Einam Yichom Lahar Kokach, and if they can't march that long, Yomru Adi Bamarom, they'll say Adi Bamarom, because they come on Simon Kuflam, like we learn later in Simon Kuflam. They say this tefillah. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we take a long time because we're singing Hayom Tam Seinu. They shouldn't begin the Ribon, that's tefillah, until it's over. Because we want them to conclude with the tzibur. The Baruch should agree to the brach of the Kahanim, like it says, the Tziba should answer Amen. And it makes sense that the Kahanim are also answering Amen to the Shliach Tziba's bracha. Then you have a Sifkad Nun Vav with a star. Yomur Adir Bamaron. They should attempt to conclude at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur. Se'if Tezayin. Eina Kohanim Rashoyim Lahachzer Pneyim Ad Shiyask Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. Now the Kohanim cannot turn away from the Tzibur until the Shliach Tzibur begins Sim Shalom. Ve'inim Rashoyim Lachof Esposayim Ad Shliach Tzibur Pneyim. And they can't fold their hands, their fingers into their hands, until they turn around. And they stand there. They don't move from the duchen until the Sheikh Siba concludes Sim Shalom. Some say that they should wait until the Tzibur finishes answering Amen to the Bracha Sim Shalom. That is the minik. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Kahanim don't turn around until Sheikh Siba begins Sim Shalom, and they don't fold their hands until they turn around. They'll leave their hands spread out until they turn around. Then the Kahanim don't move, and they have to be careful not to talk until they come down from the Duchan, even though they already put their hands down. And then they wait until the Tzibur answers Amen to the Sim Shalom. That means most of the Tzibur. Don't wait for the stragglers. To respond Amen. Because as long as they didn't say Amen yet, the bracha isn't over. But nowadays, the minig is to greet the Kahanim as they descend from the Duchen with a Yashar Koyach. Mehanachon, the proper thing is, that the Kahanim should not come down at the end of the Amen after Sim Shalom, but rather the Kahanim should wait until after the Kaddish. In order not to prevent the Kahanim or the Tzibur from responding Amen Heshem Rabbah. Ushar Amenim and the other Amens Ayde for this Kemoshim Asri, which is very common. So our Kahanim wait until after Kaddish to come down. However, that's in Chutz La'aretz when you duchen only on Musaf of Yontif. But in Eretz Yisrael, when they duchen every day by Shacharis, they're not waiting for the Kaddish after Tachanun. They just come down. This is a uniqueness. This minig is a uniqueness. They follow the Shulchan Aruch. You wait till after the Amen of Sim Shalom, and then you come down. If Yitzayin, Kishem Achzirim Pneihem, when the Kahanim turn, Bein the tchila bein itself, whether it's the beginning when they started duchrin or at the end when they're done duchrin. Lo yachzir el aderchim, and they always turn to the right. The Amar says, kishayardim in a duchrin lo yigu bein aleihem hamatunafim, when they descend from the duchrin, they shouldn't touch their filthy shoes. Vimnoigin, and if they did, yitlu yudeim let tefillah, they have to wash their hands to daven, she spell achach, whatever tefillah they're going to say afterwards. Mishdaburah, if kot on samech aleph, bein the tchila bein itself, when the kahanim turn, it's always to the right. Perish, but tachila kishon leduchin lefneim kal b'yehechel. In the beginning, when the kahanim go up to the duchin, they're facing the hechel, shuba mizrach, so they're facing east. V'karen hem kahanim, and they call out kahanim. Maschil nahasa pneim kal b'yehechel. So when they turn to face the people, litzad yamin shalehem, so they go to their right, shuba dar. So they are facing the south. V'achach lemarv, and then they turn west, negat zibur, which is where the zibur are facing. They're facing the Tzibur in the west. Ubasoiv kishamaschal shir Tzibur sim shalom. At the end, when the shir Tzibur begins sim shalom, umachzir and peneim klap, because they're going to turn back to the Kodesh, back to the Aron HaKodesh. Maschir nahasa peneim derech yamin shalom. Again, they turn to their right. Shubat safan, so they're going to turn to the north. Vachat tzadim mizruch, and then they'll end up back facing east. Negat hechel facing the hechel. So they do a complete circle. Kesheyordim in a duchen, when they descend from the duchen, leyachziu acharim lehechel, they shouldn't turn their backs on the aron. El yitzadu beyachziu peneim ksas lehechel, they should come on an angle or sideways, so they are a little bit facing the hechel. Kitalmid haniftim rabba, like the talmid, like the student who departs from his rebbe, shemach seponav a love, but says mechon that he should be facing the rebbe as he is exiting, as he's stepping out. Sekan samach beis hamutunafim. The Rama says the kahanim after duchen should not touch their filthy shoes unless they wash their hands, and if they do, they should wash their hands before they continue davening. Nira the hachikam, basically what he's saying is stam and alayim commits it off from him. The average shoes are dirty. And memela, if you touch your shoes, you don't have to wash your hands. Seif yudches ein hamakre shekoy kahanim rashoy lekos kahanim at shiichlam piatzibur amen. The one who calls out Kohanim, for us it's Yechzibin, it still could be someone else. The one who calls out Kohanim cannot call out Kohanim until the Tzibur has concluded saying Amen to the Baruch of Moedim. And the Kohanim cannot begin their Baruch until the Kare concludes his call out of Kohanim. After the kahanim finish their bracha, they cannot begin yivarecha. They cannot begin yivarecha until the amen that the tzibur says to their bracha is over. And similarly, they can't recite any word of the bracha Birch Kahanim until the Sheikh Tzibur's prompting, until he says the word, and once he's done, then they can start. And then the Tzibur cannot respond Amen to the Kohen's bracha until they finish saying the bracha. And the Kahanim shouldn't say the Ribbono Olamim at the end of Duchening until the Tzibur finishes there. Amen. So the Makra can't start the word Kohanim until the Tzibur said Amen to Modim. This goes back on the opinion we mentioned in Sif Yud. That in the places that duchen, they're not going to say Elokeinu Kevaseinu. El takeif achasiyim birchas moedim kosher tzibur kohanim. So as soon as they're done with moedim, they go straight to the word kohanim. Alafim minageinu, but our minig is typically shatama shir tzibur oim Elokeinu Kevaseinu. That the shir tzibur always says Elokeinu Kevaseinu. Kosher kasva moshom like Dramar wrote before. Lo shak klal din zeh. So this din doesn't really apply. The Kahanim are definitely waiting. Or the word Kahan, the call out of Kahanim is delayed beyond the answering of the Amen, because you have to still say Lekenu Kevaseinu first. They wait till the Tzibur finishes their Amen. Hainerov Tzibur, again, it's the majority of the Tzibur. Sifkan Hemi Pi Kol HaTzibur, and when the Kahanim say their Bracha, they don't start Yivarechacha until the whole Tzibur finishes Amen. It's an obligation to everyone to hear the entire bracha of the kahanim. Well, the hachi dikta kamachaber bekan because of kol tzibur. That's when the chaber here is very particular and writes the word kol tzibur. Before we wait to call out kohanim until most of the tzibur says amen to modim, but for the bracha of asher kedushon v'kedushal Aaron, we wait for the entire tzibur to say amen. The hoy is to teach the af miyish kasas and osr shatayin, even if there are people who are in error. They take longer than they should to answer amen. We have to wait for them too. The vishachiv who al kulam l'shmo, because there's an obligation on all of them to hear the birch kahanim. This goes back on the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Gimel. That he holds that the chazan does not call out the word yivarechacha. So we have to warn the kahanim. They want to start yivarecha to wait. But our minig is that the chazan does call out the word yivarecha. Then yeshas hara al hachazan. Then it becomes the chazan's warning. He cannot call out the word yivarecha. Koydim shesimu al kol ponim rov hatzibur. I mean, until these most is finished. Amen. Once the chazan finishes his calling out of yivarecha, then the kahan could begin. They wait to finish the amen after the bracha of Shekh Lishanu. Even similarly, the chazan can't call out Yair and Yisa until they finish the amen of the previous bracha. The kahanim can't say anything until the Sheikh Sibir finishes saying his prompt. We want the Sibir to properly hear the kahanim. We don't want part of the makra's prompt to be mixed in with the kohen's recitation. Until the makra finishes saying the word. It goes without saying that the makra can't begin the next word until the kahanim finish the previous word. And when they're done the bracha, the tzibur answers amen. For each bracha of the three brachas, the tzibur answers amen. And there's a very interesting note on the side that Rav Moshe has a ha'ara that according to the Charedim, which we learned in the beginning of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, that the Yisrael who listens has a chiyuv d'oraisa to participate in the Birchas Kahanim, so then this answering amen to the Birchas Kahanim is stronger and a bigger obligation than amen in general that we answer to brachas on mitzvahs and the like. It's mamash a chelik of their mitzvahs to say. So it's a much more important amen that they have to, that's their chelik in their mitzvah of listening to the duchen. Seif katan ayin, ad she yichle, the kaham don't say the ribono lamim until the tzibur finishes their amen. Hachorim pikbeku bagazu. The Hachorim questioned this Ramah. The mashkachas, that's really not relevant. They don't say the ribono lamim until they turn around. They're not turning around until the Shir Sibis Hashem Shalom. K'mavur le'al b'sif k'tazov. We learned this point, sif k'tazov. V'zeh ach sh'va anu tzibah amen. So of course they have to see beside amen. So why is not telling me, don't start Ribon Olamim until they finish amen? They're not starting Ribon Olamim until way after. So they're not quite sure where this fits in.